Did you know that the internet predates the first home computers? Well, it's true. Today, we'll be looking at the internet's first years, tracing its roots from its military beginnings all the way to the birth of the modern internet. Come join me as I tell the story of how the internet came to be. My name is Avi Pallier, and this is Know It All. Now, our story begins all the way back in 1957, during the Cold War. The USSR had just launched Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite in history. In response, the US created the Advanced Research Projects Agency, or ARPA for short. ARPA's mission was to expand our scientific and technological knowledge, which led them to the decision to fund research in communication between computers in 1967. By 1969, their research had paid off, and the first test commenced. On October 29, 1969, Charlie Klein sent a message from a computer in UCLA over to the Stanford Research Institute. The first transmission he tried to send was the word L-O-G-I-N, login. The SRI computer crashed about after L-O, becoming the first ever connection between two computers. About half an hour later, they tried again. This time, well, the transmission was successful. This essentially marked the birth of the internet. From there, ARPANET grew rapidly. Beginning with just four computers in 1969, it quickly reached the US East Coast in 70, growing to host 13 different computers. This number eventually grew to 57 by 1975, and then spiked to a staggering 213 in 1981, when the National Science Foundation began to fund the Computer Science Network. And after 1981, ARPANET started being phased out, as newer networks and better computers were being developed. In 1984, the military gained its own network, MILNET, which meant that the computers run by the military were disconnected from ARPANET. The following year, the National Science Foundation founded their own updated network called NSFNet. This marked the beginning of the end for ARPANET, as it began losing out on most of its user base. After a few years of service for a small number of remaining machines, ARPANET was decommissioned in February of 1990. This marked the end of an era, and the beginning of a new chapter in the history of the internet. However, its legacy lives on as ARPANET laid the foundation for the interconnected world we live in today. In conclusion, ARPANET's journey, starting as a response to the USSR's technological advancements during the Cold War, and ending with the decommissioning in 1990, represents a significant first chapter in the history of the internet. From its humble beginnings with just four computers in 1969, to its eventual transition to newer networks, ARPANET laid the foundation for the modern internet. While it is no longer in operation, its lasting impact lives on to this day, and its story will remain a testament to human innovation. A special thank you to my sources: ARPA, author Michael Hobbin, physicist Stephen J. Lukasik, and the man who sent the first transmission himself, Charlie Klein. My name is Avi Pallier, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in less than 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about the early history of the internet. Bye for now.